Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. We met David Guthrie at Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo a couple of years ago. As a boy, he and his buddies camped in the woods and fields around his parents' home, sometimes with startling consequences.
In the middle of the night, it started to rain. So we packed up our things and we just took off and went back to my parents' house, and then we crashed on the living room floor. And the next morning, I remember feeling something on me. It was moving across my leg, and I woke up and I looked down. There's this enormous bulge around my leg, and across my stomach was the tail of a snake. And I woke up the kid next to me and I said, "Hey, you know, you got to get this snake. You got to grab him by the head so he can't bite me." And his first reaction is, "I'm afraid of snakes." But he reached over and he grabbed and just clamped down on it, and it started thrashing in my pants leg. And so finally I got him to let go. The snake came out of my pants and went under a chair in the living room. And it turns out we had to go get a neighbor, and he came over and ultimately trapped the snake in the house. And it was a non-poisonous snake. It was a 3-foot, 1-inch long black racer. It was a rather memorable experience. I had a lot of sleepless nights as a kid after that.
Hey, thanks, David. Expo is this weekend at Texas Parks and Wildlife headquarters in Austin, and it's free. We have complete details at passporttotexas.org. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.